Hey, it's Macy and Kat. We're not salespeople. We are the sales girls. Welcome to the School of Sales podcast, the podcast for women who know that making sales is an absolute necessity for you to keep doing what you love in your business. So let us help you make it not suck so much and help you make some money while we're at it. Let's get right into it. Welcome, welcome. You are in the right place. That's what I want you to know. You are about to learn how to have repeatable 10K conversations to turn your high-quality leads that you have worked so hard for into high-caliber clients without being pushy or feeling awkward or it consuming all of your precious time. So get comfy. Grab yourself a tea like I have. I have tea with honey. And we're about to have a 90-minute sales session. Is that okay with you? So what you can do over the next, 90 minutes together is drop your questions, drop your comments, and I'll answer them for sure at the end. And if they're super urgent, I'll get to them as soon as possible so you have a good time and feel so clear. So here we are, 10K conversations. What in the world? Well, it came from this story. And I'm going to tell you how this happened in a little bit. 3 $10,000 conversations happened for this person in one day. That is where today came from. See, and here's the text message. 3 calls, 3 closes, 23 minutes, 18 minutes, 28 minutes. Thank you. Yes, and I know that they were $10,000 because this was my coach. So what I want you to know today is that if your calls, if your conversations are lasting more than like 30 minutes, you honestly don't have control. You don't have control. You're not taking the lead. And that is what today is all about. So my promise to you today is showing you a repeatable method to convert these people in under 30 minutes, to save your time, to enjoy the process. Now, I'm guessing a lot of you have been to a webinar before. And so the first thing that I want to mention to you is that if you have failed at making money, it's not your fault because there's so much information out there. It can be so confusing, so overwhelming. And sometimes it's the information overload that's actually what's keeping you from success. So my plan today is to simplify this and help you actually take action. Okay. And going back to this 30-minute situation. Jordan Perry, she's a digital marketing expert. She didn't think this was a good use of her time. Why would I get on the phone with people when I just need to do my job? I need to go post and build my brand and serve my clients. And now she knows this is exactly what I should do with my time. And look at what's happened. She has people hire her on retainer, 2 retainers a month, 2 in July, 2 in August, 3 in September. She's hitting her 2022 numbers halfway through Q3. So you see the increase. And again, if you've just been concerned that you can't succeed in making money and growing this thing, having good sales conversations, I just want to put that fear to rest right now. You can do this. You just need the right person to explain it to you. And this works. What I'm going to tell you, it works over coffee, it works over Zoom, it works over the phone, and it works over direct messages with anyone. As long as they're human. And I'm being serious about human. If you value serving people, helping people, and you will talk to people, this will work for you. And, there's big fancy strategies and strategists, and they want you to think that you need the bells and whistles and a ton of money to pour into your business in order for it to be successful. And I am not only going to tell you, but I'm going to prove it to you that that's wrong. They have their own reasons for you for thinking that you need to invest all this money into a strategy, but it is just not true. So here's who this works for. And maybe you fall into one of these categories. This works for anyone who works with people. You see that there's doctors, dietitians, copywriters, coaches, musicians for crying out loud. Anyone who wants to help another human being, this will work. And I think it's kind of funny that Jeanette is a vet. She's with a dog. But remember, dogs have human owners. So you have to talk to the human owner to help the little doggy. So just remember that. These people, what's interesting is a lot of them went to school to get 9-to-5 jobs. And if you've ever thought that, well, the 9-to-5 system, it wants to keep you stagnant. You're right. Because they don't benefit from you succeeding in entrepreneurship. They benefit from you giving up and working for them again. The difference with us and with me today is I care about your success. I want to see you living the life of your dreams with the skills, the degree that you worked for. And you can do this on your own terms. And I know that this works from experience. This is not theory. L.H. Hardwick says that a man with experience is never at the mercy of a man with an opinion. I'm not smart enough to come up with all this on my own. This is fact based on experience. So I cannot wait to show you. I know that you have a dream. I know that you want to make an impact. And I'm going to show you how you can make that happen today. So before we go any further, let me know that you can hear me well, that you can see everything that's on the screen. And tell me yes, that you can. But do it so without telling me yes. Because today is going to be fun. Sales is fun. So tell me that you can see my screen and hear my voice great without telling me yes. Have fun. My goal in the next 90 minutes is to get you to believe that being a sales girl is the key to unlock real wealth in your life. And I'm going to show you proven frameworks that will make it so simple for you to achieve that result. Who do we got here today? Jamie, welcome. Hey, Josie, Victoria, Kelly. Love it. Oh, I see an ear. That's awesome. Julie, sales is fun. Emily, killing it. Let's do this. Let's go. 10-4. Yeah. Love it. I love it. Awesome. Okay, so you might be wondering, wait, you said sales girl? What's a sales girl? A sales girl is the new female entrepreneur. She's wiser, savvier, faster, and free. A sales girl believes that her business is a calling. Her products, services, and the message she shares have the ability to change the lives of the people they've been called to serve. A sales girl has the heart of a soldier on a noble mission. She believes in always staying ready. High achieving is her middle name. Sales girls have a vision, articulate their message, create their own luck, and influence the world around them for good. I am a sales girl, and I'm just one conversation away, and so are you. I want to tell you today that there are two types of people I aim to help. The first person is a beginner. Maybe you didn't just start, maybe you did, but maybe you just haven't gotten off the ground yet. What today is going to be for you is I'm going to hand you a formula. How to handle sales conversations, give you the certainty in how to approach them from here on out, and potentially even avoid the mistakes that most people make and leave a ton of money on the table. And I'm going to show you how people are picking back money off the table, but this is going to save you a lot of heartache. This is also for the experienced. Maybe you already have a ton of leads. You know that there's something there. And if you can just sell to more of them, have better conversion rates, you could double, triple, or as I'm going to show you, 10x your revenue, save your time, have way more fun in this whole process. So I'm really, while I can help these two people and really whatever's in between, I'm less interested in how well you're doing. And I'm really interested in your mindset. Are you high achieving? Are you expecting others to hand you results, or will you stop at nothing to figure this out? So here's my agenda for you today, for all of us together. To create confidence where there was once uncertainty, to shatter confusion and replace it with clarity, to give, to share, and to show you exactly what to do and stop doing immediately in a sales conversation, and to unlock within you the true potential that you have to make your mark in the world. And if I cannot do that, there's at least one thing that I am determined to do today, and that is to give you the tools to make money. Lots of money, as much money as you want to make. Because the compounding potential of this information today is limitless. But I need only one thing from you today, and that is implementation. Implementation is so key, because nothing, absolutely nothing, pains me more or hurts me deeper inside than someone who encounters a life-changing idea and concept and you just let it go to waste. So today, I'm going to give you my best, but in return, I am asking for your best. I'm asking you right now, as we go through all this amazing information, to see yourself, literally visualize, see yourself doing what I show you and make it your own, like internalize it and see the future just before your very eyes. Now, thoughts become things. I want you to write that down. Thoughts become things. If you can see it in your mind, this happening for you successfully, then it will become real to you. Okay. And if you can do that, as we go through today, you'll start to experience this becoming a reality. So I am going to give you my A-level best, and I'm asking you to give me your A-level best. So can we move forward together with this agreement in place? Are you on board with giving it your absolute all today? This is a huge deal. This is your time, your energy, and your future. So prove it to me and the fellow sales girls in the room with the simplest and most powerful of gestures, a big old yes. Give me a big old yes in the chat box right now and let me know. So excited. Let's go. Let's go. We are going to learn and earn. I love a learner, and what I really want for you is to be an earner. Okay. So the past 5 years, I've had an amazing chance to speak and to teach and to coach other people, entrepreneurs, business leaders. They have doubled and tripled and 20x the amount of money that they make in their business, not to mention the influence and just amazing relationships that they build. But they literally do so much better. Their money grows. But it was not by any means always this way. In fact, it was just a few short years ago that I was just like you. I went into my professional world as a registered dietitian. And I realized way quicker than I would have ever thought imaginable, my head was spinning, that I really wanted to control my life. I didn't want someone else telling me what to do. I really wanted my control. So I started selling a product on the side as a means to replace my income and just have an amazing life that I created. And I genuinely thought this is going to happen so fast, be a piece of cake, because I've been successful. I get what I want because I work so hard. I'm not naturally gifted. I'm not super intelligent. Like, my SATs are terrible, you know, but that's what made me a high achiever. I had to work for it. Can anyone relate? Yes. The hard work, it pays off when you apply yourself, right? I got into top internships, job offers, great grades. But as it turns out, making money selling was not something that was anything I'd ever done before. But it was terrible because I wanted it so bad. I wanted to prove that I could do it. I wanted to create life that felt like I was destined for, not just what was the status quo or what everyone around me was settling for. So you see this graph, like the hard work in my school and in jobs, it just always sent me upward. But it felt like the harder I worked in business and to sell, it's like the worst things got. What's that about? And it was so ironic because at one of my lower parts, I had people complimenting me. They'd say, oh, your marketing is so good. And I was like, well, you have no idea that this is actually not going great. And so I'm realizing that selling, I had to put myself out there a lot. And there were still these voices. I don't know if you have like voices in the back of your head. Maybe it's something someone told you, but I had voices in my head from my past. And they were saying like, wait, you're going to do that? You're no fun. Da, 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 da. And it just kept me in this like story of who I was or what I was trying to break out of. But anyway, I tried everything from organizing my quote unquote leads to getting photos done and having a website and meeting with branding companies. It was really insane. I mean, I really tried all this stuff that I thought would turn me into a professional, and it just still was not coming to fruition. I felt like it just kind of wasn't meant to be. I didn't know. I didn't understand. And one day I was pregnant with my first child in 2018, and things were going so not well. I mean, just had been so stagnant that people would ask, oh, how's your business going? And I'd say, oh, I'm taking a break to prepare for the baby. And that I just remember it like the back of my hand. It was a lie, because I was just embarrassed that nothing I was doing was working. And then one day, as I was journaling, that I did a lot of this during my pregnancy, I felt God insist to me that he was not done with my story. That feeling I had, that seed of hope I had, it was real. And that he wanted to make me into a leader. And suddenly, this personal growth thing that I kind of wanted, it wasn't just desire for achievement. It was an obligation to the people that I would serve in the future, and it would be a fulfillment of my calling. And still, I couldn't shake. Like, yes, that's great, but what is wrong with me? Why was this so hard? Why didn't people understand? What in the world is missing? And so as this baby's about to be born and this business is not growing, I couldn't afford more time or more energy or more money to keep trying and failing. So I was like, well, maybe I'm just not meant for this. Maybe I'm not meant to be successful. And to me, in my brain, the way I had always achieved before, that was rock bottom, to accept that I was not meant for my calling. And then one day, on a fall evening, I was on Instagram stories, and I heard Macy McNeely say in just the simplest phrase, you can be unrecognizable just one year from now. The holidays next year can look totally different. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I don't even know why it hit me so hard, but I realized I don't need to work harder. I don't need them to get it. Catherine, I need to get better, and I need to change. And I need to become who I'm meant to be. This is on me, not what I do, but who I become. And so the journey to becoming unrecognizable, it looked like being given a 35-year-old framework that I'm going to show you. It was created by Macy's father, Loy Day. And it changed not only how I spoke, but how I thought, how I felt, and how I saw selling to other people. I was completely changed. And ironically enough, I finally felt like myself, because I became a sales girl. And so I was implementing this selling skill framework daily, okay, doing it daily on whatever easiest platform at the time. It was like Instagram stories. And I was taking on this new identity and mindset, and people started to notice fast. And I mean, I didn't have any overhead. I was just talking to my phone, and my sales quadrupled 4x in 90 days, just 3 months after all that work for over a year. And I started to be seen, this is so wild, as this person of, I had under 1,000 followers, this unofficial business influencer, me, this corporate dropout who was making $200 a month. This thing was working. And best of all, it was working on me. So as soon as Macy would let me, I started coaching this framework that I had been handed. And these are just some results that our students have gotten. Becca down here on the bottom right, 18x her investment. Katie said that like sales calls are being closed with ease, Jeanette, the vet, raised her rates 10%. And Courtney is hitting her six-figure mark halfway through the year. Didn't even realize it. She was so focused on selling and serving people. And within 9 months of this journey, just 9 months, under a year, people were asking me, what in the world are you doing? What are you doing differently? So I was telling my story and teaching other people how to sell. And not only did my sales grow, but I started being an affiliate for other people's products. For a time, I was the top affiliate for Boss Babe's $2,000 product at the time. And I did it, you guys. I hit a $10,000 month in under a year. Me, the girl who could not get it together and almost gave up altogether. 70 times growth. And that's a big number because I was doing so poorly. And my husband's like beside himself. I mean, it's just, I was unrecognizable. And then the craziest thing happened. Probably 11 months later, so like this whole under a year, I got another unexpected calling. And I felt this, like, kind of got impressed on me to just give it all up. Just open your hands. And at this 10K month mark, really, you think about it, that's just such a pinnacle in people's selling career. I didn't know why I felt that way. I didn't know why he was asking me to open up my hands and loosen my grip, but I did it anyway. And that was the baby. That's baby Lucy, who I was growing in my belly, and she grew with me that first year. So I loosened my grip after all this growth. And in its place, he put in my hand the mission to build sales girls. Alongside Macy, who first called me to be unrecognizable. And it's the company I proudly represent today. I'm the co-CEO of Guide Culture, and my mission is to build sales girls. So what's Guide Culture looked like? And I just want to show you how you do not need to have the bells and whistles. I promise you. Guide Culture did $1 million in 14 months with one offer, one strategy, one scale on one platform. You can freaking do this. You can do this. And we have done $5 million in 5 years with no perfected funnel, promise you that, no viral content, you can go look, and no formal strategy. But what we have had is one thing that works repeatedly wherever you are in whatever season, no matter how chaotic the world is, there's one thing that will work. So how we did it is exactly how you did it. There's nothing stopping you from doing what I'm showing you today. So how do we do it? Are you ready? Because it's about to get really good. We did it with sales conversations. Now, sales conversations is not what you're born being able to do. You're born able to talk, but sales conversations are a skill set. And this means that you can unconsciously do it with mastery and still get a result. You can get a result from the way that you execute. You know this, you're a human being, and you know that not every conversation is fruitful, but a sales conversation, there can be action taken and fruit that comes from it. And I'm telling you, before I learned this, I thought I was just a nice person who could get along with others. I was well-liked. That is not enough. Sales conversations are what actually create your ability to inject fuel into your business. I actually want to show you and prove to you how you don't need a strategy. So one time in 2020, we at Guide Culture tried to do this new launch thing, and it was fun, and we got all these people signed up, and it was amazing. We thought it was going to be amazing, and it totally flopped. We had over 1,000 people sign up, and zero sales came through. Zero. And within 4 days, we implemented this one skill I'm going to tell you about today, sales conversations. We followed up, and I'm going to show you how to do this, to recoup and pick up, I like to think of pickup sticks, $250,000 in 4 days. And I know that's a big number, but I just want to remind you that just a couple years prior, I could not sell a face wash. So this is not about how high ticket or low ticket. This is a skill that helps you communicate value to someone else. Okay. And this is the baseline. If you are under like $10 million in sales, you have got to know how to inject cash into your business and to help people and to prove your concept and move it along. And this has not just happened for us. Jamie is a dietitian and she also had a launch. She sold out. And look at where they came from. She said a lot of the sales came from one-on-one conversations and direct messages, speaking to objections, telling client stories, and all these different platforms, emails, DMs. And she knew based on these conversations how to actually speak to people. This is huge. Knowing how to turn a conversation and revive them a lot of times and actually bring the results to your business. You don't have to start over from scratch all the time. And so the question is, why do these work so well? Like, what's the deal with this? There's a million strategies out there, and a lot of them sound pretty good. Some of them sound pretty easy too. But why does this work so well? Well, I want to introduce you to a concept that I learned from one of my mentors, Myron Golden. And he says that there are four levels of value. So the first two are implementation and management. Implementation's where you're very familiar, you know, you get a job and you exchange money for your effort and someone pays you for a skill. Management, someone pays you to manage the people with skills, which is, you know, wonderful. You manage the Taco Bell or you manage the, you know, the car dealership and you can make some decent money. And there's also a limit. You lack some leverage here. And so here's the truth. Wealth, what we're talking about today, your ability to unlock and unleash the value that's within you, it begins here. Now, the highest level is imagination. And this is where a lot of people sit. They have a great idea. They have a solution. There's innovation. They think this is limitless. This could change the world. And you're right. The problem is that people think if my idea is good enough, I won't even have to sell it. People will just get it. It will sell itself like Spanx. Who doesn't want to be feeling good in their clothes? Hello. The reality is that ideas don't sell themselves. Products cannot physically, it's impossible for it to sell itself. And I'm going to show you some stories in a minute. So what is the missing piece? What is the missing piece? How do you go fill this gap where wealth begins? Because people are skipping a step, quite literally. They are skipping a step and they are wondering, why don't people get my idea? Why don't people see my solution? Why don't people want this? And it is the most frustrating and it is the most painful place to live. And you're twisting your ankle, skipping a step. The missing step is where you make money by communicating and conveying value to somebody else. You bring the value to life. You are the breath in your idea. You are the breath to your solution. You help other people. This is personal, you guys. This is the people business. This isn't the product business where it's brilliant. This is the people business. Your communication is the key that unlocks your imagination. It gives you handiness to put some work to your idea. I remember even I learned these skills, this communication set of skills I'm going to talk about even more in a little bit. And I told Macy, I finally know what to do with my hands. I finally know. And it turns out a synonym for skill is dexterity, meaning skill that you can use with your hands. Are you kidding? Your ideas are not enough. You've got to know what to do with it in the marketplace with people. Okay. So exchanging value for money. Are you tracking? Let me know that you're tracking. Exchanging value, conveying value. It's not the idea. It's how you convey it. And Myron says something else that is so powerful. He says that thinking is the hardest work most people will never do. And your value might be obvious to you, but to convey it to others, it does take some work. And we're going to talk about exactly how you can get some of those answers to the test more easily. So I promised you we were going to do this because these three these three examples right here, these billion-dollar empires that feel untouchable, actually have a page from their playbook you can use today. So let's look at how Canva did it. Canva, brilliant idea. You can take digital market or digital, you know, create assets. The common person can just make something beautiful. They don't need a designer. They don't need an assistant. They can do it themselves. Brilliant idea, right? Wrong. Apparently, because she had 300 plus, this is Melanie Perkins, the founder, over 300 sales conversations with investors. People told her, yeah, I'm not giving you money for that. That doesn't make sense. What are you even talking about? 300 plus, where she tried to talk, convince, listen, you know, this communication, I want you to also picture having your ear to the ground. Like you're listening to why, like, why don't people want this? Why do they want it? If they could have it, why would they want it? That unlocked a billion-dollar company that Canva is today. And no one saw these sales conversations. And no one will see yours. But here's the truth. Conversations create cash flow. You cannot get off the ground without the ability to talk to an investor, to sell to your first few customers. All of this creates cash flow for you to grow and to innovate and to have all the growth that you want. Same thing happened with Zoom a little bit. Brilliant idea, right? You can FaceTime with people across the world. That's what Eric Yuan did. But you know what happened? People canceled. They canceled their Zoom account. Ooh, have you ever had someone cancel your membership or your subscription? And it just hurts. You want to ignore it. You want to bury yourself in your pillow. Well, you know what he did? As the CEO of Zoom, he emailed every single customer cancellation for a season to the point where people thought he was a scammer, faking them. But you know what he wanted? He wanted his ear to the ground and said, why did you cancel? What happened? What could have been better? And that, my friend, is the information that made Zoom what it is today. It refined it, elevated it. It's not about winning a customer back all the time. It's about knowing what do people want. This is personal. Business is personal, and it unlocked a billion-dollar company that is Zoom today. Sales conversations create cash flow because I promise you that where Canva was and where Zoom was is not where they are today. They were nobodies, nobodies. They were not $1 billion. They unlocked it with this skill. And the queen herself, Spanx, everyone knows it almost seems like came out of nowhere overnight success. But Sarah Blakely would tell you, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Seems like a brilliant idea. Seems so obvious. You can wear shapewear and feel amazing in your body. But what Sarah Blakely did was unlock the actual value of Spanx by persuading buyers of the department stores, not people necessarily, but the buyers of the department stores to have meetings, to try on the product. One time, she convinced a buyer, I think it was of Neiman Marcus, to go to the bathroom. She literally said, please, just, she was kicking her out. And she said, please go try this on in the bathroom stall and let me know what you think. Somehow she persuaded her to do that. And she did. And it was because of that they bought enough Spanx to sell in their store. See, people, they say, oh, but conversations, they don't scale. But they don't scale. Okay, first of all, they do, and I'm going to show you how they can. But even if they didn't, they create cash flow. It gets you off the ground. The hardest thing a rocket ship will ever do is get off the ground, baby. And once you're up and you're in the sky, then let's talk about some autopilot. But let's get you off the ground. And that's exactly what Sarah said. She said, everything about my journey to get Spanx off the ground entailed me having to be a salesperson. From the hosiery mills to the calling to the, I had to position myself to get 5 minutes in the door. And every step is part of being in the sales game. And that is the Sarah with a picture of one of our sales girls. And we're so proud of that. See, sales conversations, they create cash flow. Are you still with me? Are you tracking on the four levels of value? Sales conversations create cash flow. This is what I mean when I say, like, it's low risk, low overhead. You can try whatever strategy you want and keep winning at the same time. we have lost so much of the strategy game and still been winning in the business game and been able to help people along the way. And you can too. Let me show you other people who have. So Courtney here, she's in the bottom right. I made $4,000 in 1 week because of sales skills. And the original investment into the program that I sell is so scary. And now it's her weekly income. Kendall down here, she's a photographer. Her income was $40,000 higher this summer than it was the same time in 2022. She's happy. She's proof that it works. Absolutely, she is. Kelsey up here, she went from side gig to full-blown six figures with three employees. And now she's writing a children's book, living out her calling. It's amazing. When you can have sales conversations that convert, which is what I'm about to teach you, you can be among the highest paid people in the world. See this. $41,000 in a week, $27,000 in the sales role that they have. Jordan had a 15-time return on investment. She's about to sign up for my program again. I hope she does. And if you don't think that all these people that we look at and we just think, what in the world, Elon, Warren Buffett, that they didn't start the same way, oh, you bet they did. Absolutely everyone laughed in their face. And you might be thinking, wait, Kat, highest paid people in the world. That can't be me. What do you mean? I want to just frame something up for you. When you went to college, you got a degree, and when you leave college, is it even remotely possible to make $4,000 in a week? Pretty much not. I want to show you some, let's see, $4,000 in a week, this bottom right one here. 1 week, even if this only happened for her half of the year, so 26 weeks, that's $104,000 for half a year. What kind of college degree pays for that? And I know I'm not convincing you to go into entrepreneurship. You're probably already an entrepreneur. What I'm saying is you have some serious untapped potential if you're not hitting this type of mark. And not only will a college degree basically not pay you like that, but definitely not on your terms and on your timeline, because you can turn it around fast. You can turn it around fast when you have this sales skill. Okay, so here's what we're going about to cover. A detailed breakdown of the principle I've used to generate $5 million in under 5 years. A conversation catalyst that has helped my client book that beginning one, $10,000 clients back to back in 90 minutes, which is where the name of this webinar came from. I'm going to show you a sales framework that will get people walking through your offer door like it's this long awaited Christmas party. And they say, thank you for inviting me here. You're going to know how to turn one buyer into 10 buyers with a conversation process that I have not seen taught absolutely anywhere else. Talk about scalability. So here's my framework for the 10K conversations, turning high quality leads into high caliber clients. And before we do that, let's just take the reverse approach. How can you guarantee that you don't make a sale and you don't convert a lead? This is the mistake that most people make. I'm about to show you all of them, or a tip of the iceberg, actually, and the mistakes I even made before I knew what I was doing. How do you guarantee it? Well, you can go into a call or a conversation trying to impress them with how much you know. You can assume that they want to hear a certain part of your story and how you created your product. You can spend too much time talking about the actual product itself and its functions and what it does, the widget. You can ramble without touching base. You can actually avoid conversations altogether and objections altogether and sabotage the sale. That is a guaranteed way. So let's get into the real framework. Part one of the four-part repeatable 10K conversation framework. Number one is to make the lasting impression. Now, this is important because how people feel about you, just know that it's not just about you. They come into any conversation with assumptions. They come in with past experiences, with stories, and they carry into your conversation all this backstory. And once they make a judgment about you or this thing, they look for evidence to support it. And so what can you do to support the message that you stand for and help make an impression on someone that is favorable. And when you know how to make a lasting impression, you accomplish confidence, caring, and consideration. And you can experience what Kelly did, which is a $33,000 sale in an afternoon. She is a realtor. And because of a lasting impression, not only did she make that, you know, wonderful sale, but she also got an amazing referral client, which is what a lot of people want, is more recommendations, right? Make those sales easier on yourself, but you have to come in prepared. And this was actually done at an open house where a very reluctant buyer came in from a different state, uncertain. And because of her preparation, because she knew how to make an impression, she won this person over with no agenda necessarily, but knowing that she could help serve, and she did. And he said, we want to work with you. And that has led to so many more referrals based on this. So let's get into confidence. I hesitated even opening up with this because it is one of the most overused words of all time. In fact, it's one of the most misused words of all time. Why, Kat, why is confidence misused? So many people are not confident, and it's because they're using the word wrong and they're expecting it to do something that it was never meant to do. Okay, so if you don't understand a word, you can't use it right, you can't act right. So let's talk about what it actually means. Confidence means the belief that you can rely on and trust someone. I want you to think right now, who can I rely on through thick and thin, no matter what? What they say comes true, what they say they're going to do, they can do, they will do it. So I want you to just say trust right now, if you're with me, trust. Why does it matter so much that someone can trust, especially in a sales conversation? Because the root word of confidence is confide. Confide. To trust enough to tell a private matter. You guys, when you're working in a sales conversation, people need help. They have a problem, they have a wound, and you are fixing it. And so this is a private matter. They are trusting you with what they've failed at. They're trusting you with their weakness. And so for you to demonstrate confidence that they can rely on you, they can trust you in a private matter. And your job is to help them know that they can trust you. Alex Hormozi says, selling is a transference, okay, of belief over a bridge of trust. And therefore, you cannot sell unless you believe. And they will not buy unless they believe you. Talk about some confidence. This word is not about being excited and beautiful or whatever we make confidence to be. It means that there is belief and trust. Not only do they rely on you, but you can rely on you. You know that you will do what you say you're going to do, period. There's layers to this. And so this is just the beginning. But don't you want to know that you can confidently be someone that people can rely on? You are strong and you are steady for them. So here's an example of how in 5 seconds you can set the tone, a confident tone in a conversation. You could open up and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm late. I'm hot mess express. My kids are just, woo, someone threw up in the car. You could start like that. And most people think that that's relatable. And that's being friendly. But we're not talking about being friends right now. We're talking about being a confident professional who wants to create confidence, a confident environment. So what you can do, what you probably should do to create that kind of confident environment. Hey, I'm so looking forward to this call. Tell me again, what has you interested in this program? You turn it right onto them immediately. They don't need to know your life. They need to know that you are their guide. Do you see the difference in guiding someone through their own situation versus expressing your own? You're not here to express yourself. You're here to help them express themselves. And that puts us perfectly into caring. Dale Carnegie said in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that you'll make more friends in 2 months by being interested in other people more than them being interested in you. And I will take my little riff on this and say that you'll make more sales in 2 months, being more interested in your customer and in your market than getting them to care about what you sell. This is not about you confidently knowing everything. This is about being so interested in them that they feel seen, that they can rely on you, that you care. Caring, again, we think that this word means, you know, to be just loving and kind and just ushy-gushy. You know, I think women especially, we just have that energy about us. But here's what I want you to write down. Caring, it means to give complete attention. Complete attention. The fullness of your attention is on them, not on what just happened to you, not what you think might happen, not your agenda with them, just complete attention onto them as a person. And a lot of times, the reason people don't actually like salespeople is because they're like loud and gregarious and they want attention. But sales girls give all their attention away to the other person. They're the most important person in the room. So I want you to just write down, either in the chat or on your notes right now, I am interested. I'm interested. I'm so intrigued. Everything you're saying is a story I want you to unpack, because it's going to help you sell. And I'm going to show you how when you do this, you will have the answer to the value they want instead of just guessing all the time. So how do we build on this? Well, consideration builds on this perfectly. And consideration means giving careful thought. Okay, I just said giving complete attention, and now I'm saying give careful thought. What does that mean? It means to take into account, to deliberate. This is the part of making an impression. We talk about impression like it's you're smiling, you know, like you're nice and you're smiling. No, we're talking about once you start to talk to these people, you're deliberating on what they're telling you. You're helping them express their thoughts. You're guiding them and helping them see what solution they actually need. And again, salespeople are known for being these mindless, selfish robots who don't put energy and thought into someone else. But how can I make the sale? No, no, no. Sales girls are considerate of others. And that sounds so much better, doesn't it? So here is the example that I think everyone can relate to. Have you ever been to the doctor? A doctor who quickly makes a recommendation. Oh, yeah. That's what you need. That's the medicine you need. They get you in and out. And you're like, they did not even listen. I've been hurting for months. And they don't even care. They just gave me some Band-Aid or whatever. Who knows? Or do you want to work with a doctor who gets out their pen and paper? They let you cry if you need to. But at the end of the day, they want you to know that your genuine need is their priority. And now, why don't people do this? Well, one of the biggest objections is because people think it takes longer. Oh, it just sounds like so much more work. It sounds like it takes so much longer, but it does not have to. I'm going to show you in a little bit how you can make this more efficient. But who do you think gets more recommendations? Who do you think does less marketing? The doctor who gets out a pen and paper and gets the better experience, who shows consideration. So here's an example that, you know, someone might experience on a call. Oh, well, everyone should do a mastermind. No question. Like my mastermind, everyone should do one. That's it. That's the recommendation. Someone who's considerate on a call, in a conversation, they might say, well, hey, just tell me more. What was the program you were just in? Tell me how you liked it. What results you got? I want to know. Why? Because it gives you context for where they're at, what they've experienced, what they've invested in. It tells a story. You want to start getting not just like a novel type of a story. You want to start seeing patterns in the way that they think and what they've experienced. Okay. Sales is not about getting people to buy stuff they don't want and can't afford because you want them to. It's about uncovering the values that they have so that you can reveal your value, that you can literally matchmake it and they'll happily buy it because it's exactly what they want because they told you. Are you tracking? Because we're about to build on this. We are not done. We actually are just getting started. Okay. So that was impression and we are just scratching the surface. Okay. Understanding, gain understanding of what they value. This is everything, but everything feels like everything sometimes. You need to have a grasp. Understanding means grasp. A grasp on what is the real problem, because you have a unique solution that you can frame up for them, but you have to listen. Okay. And not just listen, but like understand. Not just to respond, but to like grasp what are they saying. And business owners, they're so knowledgeable and passionate, and you can easily think that you know best. Well, obviously they need it. Well, obviously they need a website. Well, obviously they need branding. Everyone knows that. That doesn't mean that they're going to pick you. That doesn't mean that they're going to pick that over their next strategy. Okay. You need prospect knowledge and product knowledge. Everyone say that. Prospect knowledge and product knowledge. Okay. Prospect knowledge is what we're talking about right here. Understand your prospect. That's how you know your ideal client, by the way. And this happened for Jade. She actually builds websites, funny enough. And she said that because not only is she about to hit her first six-figure year, but she has the communication skills now to understand what they are wanting and ask them why they want certain things. So it's a win. You know how many people will not ask their client or their customer why? Like, hey, why is that important to you? They're so afraid of being nosy that they don't even understand the people that they're selling to. No wonder there's a mental block. No wonder they hide in their closet when someone cancels. They never understood them in the first place. And she ended up booking a $20,000 project from a past client because they felt understood by her. Hello, past clients coming back. It's huge. So how do you, I want to talk about three ways to have understanding. The first shift I want you to make, we're about to make three shifts here. The first one I want you to make is shifting from asking the right questions to asking relevant questions. Kat, what's the difference? Right questions sound like a pretty good idea. You're right. They're fine. But you can do better. You can do better. The right question to ask potentially, hey, what's your budget? You need to know how much money are they willing to spend. And sometimes that totally disqualifies someone. That's fine. I get that. You know what could be really relevant to you that you gain understanding about this person? Tell me about the best investment you've ever made in your business. It gets them thinking positively about themselves, positively about investing. You get information about their past experience, and you gauge their level of seriousness. That's a heck of a lot better than one number, if you ask me, because guess what? People don't want to just spend their money. They want something that will replace the pain that they have. So the budget is just, they literally don't even know what their budget is when it comes to you, because they don't even know if you can solve their problem. They might not even be in the right headspace to share their number. But if you uncover and help them express themselves, they'll start to see and feel the need for your value. You got it? Does that feel good? Relevant questions. Relevant. Okay, the next shift I want you to make is going from listening to what they are saying with their words and listening to the whole person. Ooh, wait, what? Listening to what they say, shifting to listening to the person. The people that you talk to, remember I said this is personal. This is the people business. They have whole lives. They have body language. They have thoughts. They're not just whatever they say. Is it tip of the iceberg? So maybe they tell you, oh, I don't have a big budget. If you uncover and understand them, they're probably saying, I need something to be 10x worth it. And maybe, I bet you are 10x worth it. But if you just disqualify them because they say they don't have a budget, that's not even what they meant. And a professional knows how to make it 10 times worth it. As their guide, you must know how to get a story. You must know how to understand and read between the lines. Because amateurs, they take answers at face value. Guides, I want you to write the guide. Guides are considerate. And they help them express their real thoughts, their real desires. And doesn't that sound better? To guide someone into their genuine thoughts? Yes. Another one, you know, I don't have time to make a website. Sorry. What they're saying is, I need to know that this will work in the 2 hours after my job. Okay, great. Now you know. I can't sell. I don't want to sell. Selling is weird. Okay, maybe what they're really saying, if you uncover it, I felt like such a failure in the past. Okay, great. Now I can help you. Now I can get to the root and handle it and reframe it the right way for you. And I'm going to show you how to reframe it a little bit. Tracking. You're tracking. What did they say versus what was really said? the whole person, and you find out this answer by getting understanding. Hey, can you tell me more about what you mean by that? Why is it exactly you don't think you can sell? Okay, that's where you get to it. You just being aware of the fact that their answer is not the real answer, you can find out the truth from them and help them. Okay, the third shift is huge. I watched this happen before my eyes when my husband started his business, and it has not left me since. I want you to shift from giving custom information, which sounds so nice and generous, to giving curated information. Custom information to curated. Okay. Curate. It means to select, organize, and present. Here's the difference. A custom quote might be everything they told you they want. This is, I think, photography. So they are getting I remember getting Christmas light quote, and they gave me the 25-cent bulb quote. And a quote, while it might seem like that's what they asked for, oh, can you give me a quote? That's what you give them. Well, that's what they asked for, so why would I give it to them? It's weird if I don't. That's great. You're the professional. You're guiding the conversation. You know what they need and what they don't need. So what they really don't need is a list of prices. What they do need is to know that it's worth it. That's what they need. So I want you to go from the list mentality to the presentation mentality. And it can be so much simpler, because I'm telling you, I've watched people make quotes, and that's what's time consuming for someone to just not even respond to you. So here's an example of taking this package mentality and just presenting it, curating it, select one thing that was important to them, put in an organized presentation, very simple, and see where you land with your person. This happens all the time with our students and our clients. Here's an example. This package includes a done-for-you web upload. So one thing I selected so that you can get into your membership portal the right way, get them into your membership portal the right way. And ultimately, you can spend way more time with your clients doing the coaching that you love. How does that sound? That would be amazing. That is all it takes to get on the same page and to get the conversation moving forward. Not spending all this time on a custom quote without conveying the value. You're assuming that they know the value that's in all this, and they just don't. So I've mentioned a few times that people think that this is going to be lengthy because you're talking. And the only reason that it's lengthy is because it's out of control, that there's not leadership and guidance in this conversation. And so a lot of time, and this is the story behind how three $10,000 conversations can happen in one day, in 90 minutes, back to back, because of what I'm about to show you. People think that a sales call, it needs to be this like get to know you, friendly, tell my story, build a rapport. And this has nothing to do with being friends. This is all about being a professional. And that's why I'm telling you, if you cannot do this in under 30 minutes, that means that there is lacking leadership. So here's what I'm not saying. People think that speed means rushed, that you're rushing people through it. No. In fact, I got on a $10,000 mastermind sales call years ago. And I got on the call and she said, I only have like 10 minutes. I only have 10 minutes. And I was about to make a $10,000 decision. I was like, okay. And come to find out that's actually a tactic. It's kind of interesting. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you having a systematic rhythm, not rushed, rhythm. Systematic rhythm and harmony that happens at a predictable pace that you have control over. Your lead wants you to control the conversation. But, you know, high quality leads that we're talking about today, they don't want to waste their time, but they do want their problem solved. Okay. So you being swift, efficient, and effective is key. You're going to be the catch-all tray that hears everything, and you're going to organize it and speed it along instead of focusing and rambling on every little thing that they say. Okay. This happened for Dylan. Talk about scalability. I want you to keep your ears open for that. She got an objection. It was about her, you know, why do I need a dietitian? Why? I'll just look at your Instagram. I'll just download stuff for free. So why do I need that? She ended up handling the objection right away on the call, closed that client on the phone call. Then what did she do? Because it was so efficient, she knows a systematic formula for how to handle an objection and build value, she was able to record a podcast and get the same message out to a bigger group. And what happened? She had her largest launch to date. And I actually think this is so funny. In her bio, it says, "Do I need a dietitian handout?" She took that same objection and leveraged it into a handout. See, this doesn't have to take a long time. You can be so efficient, so systematic that you know how to communicate it at scale. Hello. And this is what she said. "Prior to Guide Culture, the only way I was closing was in discovery calls, because that's what dietitians are, quote, supposed to do. But the past launches, most of their sales are in conversations from direct messages. Like I told you, I don't care where you do this, as long as it's with people and you do it the right way. You don't have to get on the phone, but if you want to, that's awesome too. Get on Zoom, do whatever, pick up FaceTime. Just watch your sales grow when you know how to guide the conversation and handle it systematically." So how do you do this? Okay. This sounds easier said. Yeah, it's easier said than done. For speed, focus on one thing at a time. Most people are giving lists of reasons and lists of benefits, and it is overwhelming. It's overwhelming your prospect. And I want you to shift into presenting one thing. Okay? So here, I just want you to listen to this and see which one you would want to buy. Okay? The list that you might just send someone, they say, "Oh, hey, what comes in your package?" So you give them the answer, because that's what you think you're supposed to do. Oh, you get a sales page, a marketing calendar, branding color ideas based on your personality, social media plan. Oh, and you'll make way more money, more followers coming overnight. It's amazing. People love it. Awesome. Like that's all good stuff. What if? I mean, how many times have you been ghosted after giving a long old message like that? Plenty. I know I have. I know my husband has. I know everyone, my clients have been ghosted after giving all this information away. They don't know. They don't have any reason of knowing why they didn't like it. So how do you focus on one thing? You curate it. Remember, this program comes with a marketing calendar. This means you know exactly what to implement for your upcoming launch. Just last week, my client had a laundry list of to-dos, and we pulled out her calendar and she instantly felt at ease knowing what to do today. Now, knowing what you're going to implement is really what you're after, right? Okay. Just see. Did that not feel more valuable? Which one felt more valuable to you? That second one? Because you see the tangible benefit of it. And then the next thing is what I just demonstrated a few times during this presentation, which is getting agreement. Are we on the same page? If we're not, then I got to fix something. You got to, I got to shift into your direction. Get agreement. This rambling listing situation, having you go down a long rabbit trail of explanation, oh my gosh, it's killing your conversations. And so what people do is they'll present, and then it's awkward silence for like 1 second. And so they keep going. The reason I love it is because it keeps me so organized, and people say it changes their life. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. And then they just kind of burn out on their own talking. Or you just get agreement. Closing more high ticket sales is what you're interested in, right? Make sure you're genuinely on the same page. Is that what they value? Because maybe they say, you know what? I do want to do that. What I care about the most is picking my kid up from school. Oh, amazing. This will help you do it in 30 minutes so you can make carpool by 2 o'clock. Awesome. How does that sound? Get agreement so you know that you're on the right track. And the last, possibly most important thing we're going to talk about is talking in terms of them, not you. Just like I talked about with the imagination level of value, is that you do know it's great. That doesn't mean that you talk about why you think it's great. I want all that passion and love to be inside of you and fueling you, but it's not how it comes out in your words. So let me give you an example. I could just sit here and say, I love having sales skills so much. I make money pretty much however I want. I don't even have to have a funnel. And what do you want to do? You want to like punch me in the face. It's just like, okay, cool. Good for you. That's how it sounds. But what you can do is shift it to them. When you have sales skills, you have options how you make money in your business. You can sell lower ticket items at a higher volume, or you can take on higher ticket retainer clients. It's up to you. So doesn't having options like that sound like what you want? Amazing. Well, let's get you some sales skills. You. And honestly, you probably wouldn't have even noticed had I not made it so obvious. But why does this speed it along? Because your brain can absorb what's in your best interest. Your brain cannot absorb what's in my best interest. The human brain is selfish to protect itself. So when you can frame up what's in your client's best interest, they'll absorb it so much faster. You get that agreement, and then you can move forward so much more efficiently. And I'm going to show you the framework for how to do this. You know, people, they say, no, like, and trust. Right? So they think they need to be funny and interesting and entertaining. But that's not why people like you. You know why people will like you? If you show that you like them, if you show that you're interested in them. Okay? So when you show that you are, they are in your best interest, you are in their best interest, whatever, that's when they're going to start to be so in favor of you. So wouldn't you like, love even, to have that high ticket conversation multiple times over because you have a system and rhythm to it? And can't you imagine how good it would feel to have a handle on this, the way of knowing, oh, I know exactly what we're at in the conversation. And you could even use it to publicly talk about speeding up the process. And this is exactly what happened to Charla. She said she was putting out more content and getting more engagement than ever, which is interesting. But she was getting fewer customers than she had in so, so long. She came through our last program. She said, once I started making it about them, I was closing left and right on calls and in my content when her content was not selling. I don't care how interesting you are. I don't care how cute you are. People are interested in what's in their best interest. And you can move this along so much faster. You can use this to sell publicly. You can have systematic rhythm. And wouldn't that be so freeing and so amazing? Not just to have it, but to know exactly how to use it. Yes. So let's get into the fourth and final way to turn these leads into clients. And that is convert. Isn't that funny? Usually people only talking about converting. That's all they talk about. Convert. You know what convert means? It means to transfer. You're not just transacting a credit card. You are transferring them. Everyone say transfer, wherever you are, transfer. And even like do this rainbow with your hand. You're moving them from being a lead into this loyal, quality client. And you are who's facilitating their win. And you know, people, one of the reasons that they won't buy and that they're afraid of buying is because they're afraid of being sold something and it's not being delivered on, right? They don't get what they paid for. But what you get to do is you get to transfer them, convert them into this believing, excited client. And the sale, that transaction's the easy part. And you know what's so interesting? Most people, they're the most concerned about buying. What I just said is the easiest part. They're the most concerned about it. Oh, are they going to buy? Am I going to hit my numbers? But you know what I want you to care about from here on out that will change your sales life is buy-in. Everyone else around you, all your competition is worried about purchases and buying. I want you to care about buy-in. And you know what buy-in means? Write this down. A willingness to actively participate in something. Okay, that means that they want to give you time and money and energy. They want to give you the time and money and energy. Most people think, if they give me money, then they'll give me their time and energy. Absolutely not. Have you ever bought a course and left it unread? Have you ever bought a course and just watched week one? People assume this, and then they get, you know, upset about why people cancel their subscriptions, and they cancel this and da-da-da. No. Buy-in is what leads to a very easy transaction, the heart to do the work, and the time and energy that's required for them to get a result. Don't you want your clients to get results? Getting a result does not come from a purchase. It comes from buy-in. And this is something that we have a lot of clients who are retainer service providers and things like that. And this is what's happened to Olivia. She's like, you know, I use my sales skills 33% of the time to help my clients like re-believe. I help them believe. And she has stayed on longer retainers and is able to raise her prices because she's able to handle their mindset. So I want you to picture with me for a second that you have a payment come through. It's for $2,000 on a random Thursday. And you're not surprised at all. Why? Because it's your monthly retainer. You're a copywriter and you write for this client. And what you know when you see that $2,000 is that they love keeping you on retainer because when you help them with the copywriting, they make 10 times more. They implement what you say. They use you to your full capacity, right? People talk about LTV, lifetime value of a client. Well, you'll have no lifetime value if people are not bought in. Okay. Do you understand the difference in like just buying and buy in? I am so less interested in you making money, but you having the long haul belief in your clients that you can grow and you can grow and you can grow. So how do you convert, transfer with buy-in? This is going to be worth your whole time right here. So I hope you buckle up. You frame it. You've probably heard this before. Oh, just reframe, frame, frame, frame. I'm going to show you how to do it. See, you're going to give them the lens to see how something works for them. You're going to help your client or prospect focus on why it's worth it. Because let's just say you're a copywriter. We'll stay with that. There's a million ways to think about copywriting and there's a million opinions and their brain could go off in 1,000 directions, but people, they want to pay for their payoff, not your process. They will invest in the payoff, not the process. So you have to frame it with their payoff in mind. So I want you to hit these five things with when you convert. So go ahead and write them down. You're going to speak logically, emotionally. People buy emotionally and justify logically, just so you know. And then they'll only do that if credibility is present, if they can believe you. You're going to then cast vision and then get agreement, which we've talked about. Okay, so logic, emotion, credibility, vision. This is how you convert with buy-in. This is efficiency. This is how you build a frame. So I'm actually going to show you how you can balance all this together, build the house, the frame of, let's just say a house, and people can walk through your offer door. Just like it's the Christmas party, I promised you I would show you. So imagine this. We're going to start with logic, the foundation. The root, the foundation of persuasion is truth. Persuasion is rooted in truth. Okay, but you can't just stay in the truthful facts. It's not what people, they need balance. They need emotion and credibility and all this. Okay, so we're going to start here. This training, it will equip you to handle objections. This means you can confidently write podcast episodes during launch week. And the best part, emotion, is you'll make sales for the content you wanted to put out anyway. This happened for Dylan. Evidence, credibility, who got an objection that this person, they didn't think they needed a professional or a dietitian. And not only was she able to handle that quickly, but she made a podcast on it and made 5 more sales that week. So making sales in your content sounds great, right? Yeah, awesome. Hey, do you want the one-on-one package or the group coaching package? Let's walk through the door. Did you notice how this sales message, this frame has nothing to do with the thing being sold? I'm not selling an objections session. I'm selling them being able to make sales in their podcast, being able to have a speedy situation. I'm selling what they want because I understand. Do you see how all this is building? If I didn't have the impression, I could have never gotten to the understanding. I could have never sped through the process. I would have never been able to convert. That's why this matters. And that's what a guide does. Okay. So that's one example. Now, what's probably going to happen to you more often than not is that people are going to have questions, concerns, negativity. Anyone ever dealt with someone negative? I'm raising my hand and I know you can't see me. But you deal with negative people. Why? Because there's two sides to everything. If I tell you a price, you're going to say, well, that's kind of time consuming and expensive, but I don't think so. And if you told me how much your thing is, I might say, it sounds expensive. There's two sides to everything. Okay. So your ability to reframe it, not only can you bring focus, you can refocus because you're not no one is entitled to someone's understanding. So you have the opportunity to reframe. So let's just say that someone says, Oh gosh, I'm so strapped for time. I cannot even imagine adding this into my day, my week. Crazy. Okay, everything has two ways of looking at it. It's called the law of polarity. Everything. Everything has two sides. But people are naturally negative, okay? So you just are going to refocus them. So this sounds really time consuming. Negative, we're going to reframe it. Hey, I get it. Let me explain. This program, it actually has proven techniques for information gathering specifically. This means that you can know exactly what they value about your product. And ultimately, you'll be able to make money faster than you are right now. I actually got a text and the client said she closed one client in 28 minutes, one in 21 minutes, and one in 22 minutes. Having the ability to make your money faster is what you want, right? Amazing. So which time worked best for you to be coached? Okay, 2 p.m. before pickup. Awesome. All I did was reframe the lack of time to being faster. And that's just one way of doing it. There's infinite ways of using this framework. You see how I'm building? This is customizable. Whatever you need to frame up is what you are so capable of doing. And not only will your message have more impact, did you feel the impact? Isn't it easier to know that you can do this with a repeatable framework? And when you are presented with a better and an easier way, do you keep doing what you've been doing that might not be working, or do you change your approach? What do you do? So today, even if you only used a tiny fraction, in fact, I want you to tell me which one thing you would do. Don't you think you can take a massive leap forward in your selling? We had this in our request box. I used your tips for a call and I sold a 3-month coaching package. That's what I'm talking about. And I know that I have given you a fire hydrant and asked you to sit in front of it and just take it all in. But remember, we're here to earn and learn. Okay. So I would rather err on the side of giving you what you need, the full framework. Even if you only implemented one of those things, you are so much better off than you were an hour and 17 minutes ago. So with that said, can I share something with you? Let me know if I can share something with you right now. I am hype to share this. Let me know. And I'm not going to if you don't say so. Okay. So far on this webinar today, you have learned how to position yourself to be trusted. Remember that confidence with a high stakes sales conversation. Or any conversation for that matter, just like Kelly. You have a framework that has generated at least $15 million in sales, at least, among all of our clients and students. And you have the real strategy that got billionaire tycoons off the ground, just like Sarah Blakely said, that launch rocket had to get off the ground. And now you know three super important keys to controlling a conversation like a professional guide who cares so much about the person they're walking beside. And now you have the killer, oh my gosh, conversation framework you can use anywhere with anyone at any time that balances, this is important, the logic and the emotion so that your client can make efficient, save them time and energy, high quality decisions that are best for them. And that is likely, I really believe that that is working with you. Based on all the testimonials I've seen, people need to work with you. They just need to understand it. And now you have the approach with getting understanding. You get the answers to the test. No more guessing in your selling. Don't exhaust yourself educating them on all the stuff they need to know. You finally know what they actually want. They want the more sales. They want the faster. They want the carpool line. What do they want? You know how to get the answers to the test. Because you understand them. And I showed you how I flopped a sales strategy. I've flopped many a sales strategies. But what I used and what you can use to collect hundreds of thousands, I mean, so much revenue. We collected 250 in 4 days, the highest launch we'd had to date. I showed you that and much, 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 much more. So knowing what you know now, has today been well spent for you this morning? Have you found it valuable and useful in your life? Are you so much more excited to guide a sales conversation? I hope you use this with everyone you talk to today. All four of those pieces. And can you see, I hope you see, how this is an unfair advantage of your competition, who I know for a fact is not doing this. I can just almost guarantee it. And can you imagine how much more fun and easy and enjoyable your business would be if you just knew people were excited to buy and you knew the answers to their heart, the key to unlock what is inside of you. You know what to do with your hands. And can you see how just one or two of these things, they help you regardless of if you're in that sales conversation or maybe you're talking to your teenager, whatever it could be, it matters. So would you like to spend even more time together, go even deeper and further on how to have skillful sales conversations? Skillful, remember, mastery, unconscious results. Because you can apply this directly to any circumstance in any business that you have. So coming into today, here's what I knew about you. And I had to make two choices. That even if we had all day together, 4 hours, instead of just this short amount of time, it would be almost impossible to create lasting change that you could just unconsciously implement and be a master at. So to give you the full extent of what I could possibly give you. And no matter how good anybody, any teacher or trainer is, and I really feel like I'm better than most, 1 hour cannot possibly create lasting change. You need more than that. And while what I've given you today, it's so incredibly valuable. It is life-changing from the inside out. As you've told me, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And if you have liked today, you are going to love what I have for you next. If you said to yourself, gosh, I could go further. I want to go further than just this brief moment in time. So here are my two choices. The first choice was I could share what I did today. And I loved every second of this. And I could part ways with you. And just I pray and I hope and I think, oh my gosh, I hope that they're enjoying this. I hope that they're implementing it. And maybe they're successful. I hope I hear from them one day. Or my second option was to take an active role in your success and have a responsibility for your success, to create a situation where our relationship could go from like one and done to an ongoing, growing, mutually rewarding relationship where I do everything I can to help your success be as certain as possible. So I chose the second option. And when you see what I have in store for you right now, you will be so glad that I did. And it is with that greatest of excitement and pleasure that I introduce you to the School of Sales, where your true wealth is unlocked, unlocking the true wealth that exists in your communication. This is a proven framework for communicating value that outpaces your competition, provides more value to your customers, and is quicker, it is easier, it is more enjoyable to create than you ever, ever, ever have experienced or thought possible. And I want you to be one of the 97 lucky individuals that is going to join us for a only of its kind, sales conversation training, where we work with you hands-on with you, your business, and your sales messaging. How incredible is that? And this is where I can help you unlock, this takes effort, the best sales messaging from within you. It's already there. You've got to unlock the door so you can make more in the next 12 months than you have in the last 12 years. You've seen the stories. Here is how all this works. So there's 8 weeks of proven sales conversation training. So this is done in a highly engaging, actually a live training that you'll be watching. It's a live studio audience. You'll be able to really absorb and implement and retain what's happening. And you will learn this in structured sessions that is structured by each part of this sales conversation. You'll know exactly what skill and what technique moves the conversation forward. And not only that, but you'll be surrounded by the best of the best in each of those industries you saw, those winners that take it to the next level. Now, remember, I was given this framework and it works. And people leave their training and they're saying, oh my gosh, I've been closing so much faster, so much more often. I cannot wait to rewatch this. And Meredith, she said, I flew past my goal. I'm close to $2,000. 2,000 past the goal I set. The belief and confidence I have is monumental. The method works if you work it. Yes. And remember Jordan, she went from 115 to 166, and selling has felt so much easier post this program. And she's on track to beat double what she did last year. This is Sarah. And she actually came into our program in $24,000 in the hole. And in under a year, I didn't even get updated numbers from her, and I should have, but she, in under a year, passed the $150,000 mark, a 906% return on her investment in 8 months in a brand new business that she was in the hole in. And here's the thing, when you finish this program, anytime you need to communicate value, whether it's with a boss or a client or anybody, you can do that. You can pitch your service. You can hop on a phone call, leap into action like a gazelle, knowing that you prepared for this moment. You are ready. Like Kelly was at that open house. And the best part is that you have knowledge plus a way to implement. It's huge. The next part of this program is a sales success concierge. And what I want you to know so much about this is that Guide Culture Headquarters wants your success for you as much as you do. You can have the assurance, get timely and professional responses from the success concierge. The team cares about your entire experience so that you can fully immerse yourself and learn and let your brain relax to its fullest capability of implementing. And someone said, I feel so supported every step of the way. The Guide Culture team is incredible. Thank you for being as committed to seeing us succeed as we are. It's 100% true. Now, the next thing you're going to get is pretty amazing. Remember that's 35 years of frameworks? Well, this is your big book of sales frameworks from all those decades. Used to be in an Excel spreadsheet, turned into a beautiful big book of frameworks that almost any part of the conversation, you can know right there how to guide. You can print it out, print out the pages, write them up, put them in your purse, be ready for a sales call. And you know, I know that high achieving women, you like to take the notes and the highlights. Guess what? We did a lot of that for you. So you can focus on not only learning, but getting ready to implement. You will have verbatim references to what to say and do in a sales conversation and move in the precise direction. These are not just concepts and theories. This is what to do, when to do it, and bring your message to life, not a script, a framework to know how to bring your message to life. I want you to be so excited to rely on a certain part of the sales conversation framework so you can move a conversation forward quickly. Okay. So we're not just like flipping through all these pages. You can print one out and focus on it. And this is Amanda. Before she even started her program, she closed a sale by looking through this big book of frameworks called your workbook, and it's digital for you. You'll have it today. Freaking amazing. So what is your investment to get started right away today? Start changing your life today. Well, in the right hands, it's worth $100,000. And this is Jackie. Jackie was doing $75,000 launches. $75,000, that's pretty good. I think most people would probably just say, good enough. But 1 month after she finished, she did a $100,000 launch. 1 month after she finished. Do you know what that means? It doesn't just mean she made more money. It means it was costing her $25,000 every time she didn't know how to sell this way. Every time she didn't know how to talk to clients this way. Incredible to be able to see that quick of a return in just 1 month after. And as you can see, this is not uncommon. So asking someone to invest like $15,000 to enroll today, if it meant 12 months from now or 1 month from now, for crying out loud, you could sell $100,000 in a week. That would be way more than fair, wouldn't it? It totally would. Even Becca, she made 18 times her investment in School of Sales from January of this year to July of this year. Just this year alone, she took this program a year ago. But just this year, 18 times her investment. Nothing from last year. Amazing how quick it can happen when you implement it the right way. Now, I am so way more interested in stacking the deck in your favor. I'm so much more interested in putting the ball so confidently in your court that if you act fast enough and spots are so limited that you can get a one-time investment of $38.97 when you go to schoolofsales.me, schoolofsales.me to start to own and implement this set of skills that is changing the lives of people from all different industries. Now, I'm very serious. Space is limited. And this is a first come, first serve. And I want to tell you that this is the last week of all time that this price will be what it is. This offer that I'm showing you right now will never happen again, ever. This current offer, it will be a minimum of almost $10,000 to sign up next time it's offered. And we don't have a next time right now. But it will be a minimum of almost $10,000. But for you to sign up today and to take full advantage of what's happening right now, before spots fill up, you can get started for just $13.89 in the 3-installment plan. If now is your time, it is such a good time to grab a hold and to get the skills that all these other people, all these other sales girls have. And the best thing of all, is that by signing up today, you're going to get your hands on some extra juicy special bonuses. Are you ready? You're not. You have no idea what's about to happen, but I'm about to show you. The first bonus is the ultimate follow-up flow framework. Remember when I told you that we absolutely bombed a launch? Bombed it. Zero sales. What if I showed you exactly what we did to pick up those $250,000? What would that be worth to you? I'm giving it to you for free as a bonus. Entire framework. This, you know what this means? This means that you have the ability to be free and to sell and to try new things. Revive a strategy gone wrong. You know what the best is? When people come in here and they want to revive a flopped conversation, they want to say, oh gosh, I don't like how I did that. I would love to revisit that and try again. You can, with your skills and the follow-up flow framework, revisit a conversation the right way and maximize, for crying out loud, your leads list. Even if someone's not engaging or, you know, whatever, even your warmest leads, they might not be paying attention, but they love to hear from you. This happened to Amira. She didn't want to be annoying, of course, but her cart was closing. And so she started follow-ups 20 minutes ago at nighttime. She got 3 sales in 5 minutes because she followed up and she knew exactly how to follow up. She had the sales skills plus the framework to follow up. And that's what I'm going to give you for free. Are you kidding me? The amount of money on the table for you is insane. Do you know what's costing you the most in your business, by the way? Lost sales. Sales that could have happened, but they didn't. I want you to be like Amira. She's a NBA dance coach. What a cool job. She's so cool. She didn't want to be annoying. And look at what she did with this framework. The next bonus, remember that amazing big book of sales frameworks? I want to mail it to you today. It's going to be printed, mailed in your home, in your hands, so that you can easily reference, flip through, take notes, have that tangible reminder of the investment of what you want to, you know, put tabs in. High achiever, I know you have the cool stickies. Have the answers quickly, instantly at your fingertips. And when used on sales calls, just have it open on your desk, flip through it real quick. You can double your conversion rate easily, at the very least. And messages like this are not uncommon. I just closed a deal in the Publix parking lot. Let's go. Now I got to go shop. Okay, this is what's possible for you. Quick and efficient selling with a quick reference of how to do it right. Okay, are you ready for your next bonus? The next one for you to fully immerse yourself is audio recordings of the entire training. You can repeat and stay fresh on this crucial information wherever life and business take you. And paired with a printed workbook for enhance this, like enhance, bring it to life. You have your workbook out in front of you. You have the audio in your ears. You have video, whatever you're doing at the time. You can retain this and implement it. Walk straight into a meeting, leap into action. And this is what people say. I cannot tell you how often I just re-listen while I'm in the walk or on carpool. You guys, let your brain open and listen and change from the inside out. But wait, I have one more thing for you. One more free bonus that I really, 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 as we close up this last offer ever, I want to give to you an enhanced experience and put your results over the edge. That this works for you specifically in your industry, in your time of your business. How can I meet you where you are? Take personal responsibility for your success. That is through personalized skills coaching. You know what I'm going to give you? I want to give you a certified coach with Macy, with Lloyd's, all of our team's stamp of approval. And we're going to coach you through all of your work, all of your homework, all of your sales messaging weekly. So that you know that you're implementing correctly. You are a high achieving girl, girly, and you want the highest possible standard for yourself. So what's going to happen is over these 8 weeks, you're going to stack your skills. Your knowledge is going to grow. And for this to be clean and clear and for you to absorb it, you need to be coached every single week. So every single week, as you learn, you're going to put it into action. You're going to get feedback and audited and tweaked to be 1% better, 10% better. This is how you know that the actions you're taking are right. And I'm telling you, there is nothing more free than knowing what you're doing wrong and shifting it to be right. Okay. You're going to not only practice weekly what you're learning, like framing up, you're going to learn to frame up, you're going to learn to reframe, you're going to learn all these amazing skills that help you guide a conversation. And you're actually going to role play conversations in a safe to fail environment, safe to fail. How cool is that? You know, the world, you need to practice in the world. You're going to do this in the world, no doubt. I hope you got to. But when you're in this personalized skills coaching, you can be so open to doing it so super wrong that you have this locked and loaded for the real world and go unlock and re-unleash the true value and build the true wealth that you have. People, when they're in these labs, they feel like a different person, which is an understatement. Krista is actually one of our certified coaches, and she sees so much energy and fire from these women. They are on a different plane. And, you know, people that you learn new information and you feel good about it, but to actually have it click. So someone said, it all truly clicked in lab last night. I'm so excited to finally bring heart and emotion and passion, because here's the thing, you can know it in your head, but to bring the words and the heart and the enthusiasm to it, it's all a big, beautiful recipe. So lab actually helps you put it into place, not just have it be theory in your head. Okay. I refuse for this to stay in your head. I refuse. So I'm taking personal responsibility for your success so you can see what Allison has seen, which is starting to have a 4 out of 4 closed sales day. $4,000 in 2.5 hours. Are you kidding? This will change your life. And I feel so confident in that I have a guarantee for you. See, I came in today so prepared to offer you a better than your money back guarantee. Better than your money back. Because I believe in you. I know the value that I provide. And so when someone high achieving like you takes advantage of it, it's lights out, game over. But you know what I thought about? As a high achieving woman, you don't actually want a guarantee. I know you don't. You don't want my promise. You don't want your money back. How do I know that? You want a return on your money. You don't want it back. You want a return on it. You've invested, you've probably, you know, maybe you feel like you've wasted money or you spent money, whatever. It is what it is. But I know what you really want. You want this to work. And remember what I said, nothing is costing you more than lost sales. Nothing is costing you more. So what you want is not a guarantee from me. It's certainty. Inevitable results. So that's why I'm promising you that if you are in a place to commit, I'm ready to commit to you. That I am certain that your results are on the way, just like these other people, almost 1,500 people who have come and changed from the inside out, who are making more in a week than most people do in a month. And how you can be on the leaderboard. You can do more in Q1 than you do in the entirety of Q2. You can take your thing from a side gig to the six-figure business and blow your husband's mind. Your kids are going to not recognize you. You're probably going to be way nicer to everyone in your house, have more energy, feel more aligned with what you're selling, and have, you're going to be, here's the thing. I'm certain in you, but I want you to have certainty. You're going to start to feel like your success is just inevitable. It is on the way. You are doing the right things in the right way at the right time. And you're going to be like Kendall. I just got an email that my net income is $40,000 higher. I'm ready for you to be proof that this works. And remember, I told you that what I just showed you, I promise you, this will never happen again. This offer will never happen again at this price. So is now your time, just like it was their time, to make a confident decision at schoolofsales.me. You just open up your browser, type in schoolofsales.me, fill out the information, and I'm going to ship you your workbook today. And I want to remind you what you're getting. You're getting 8 weeks of training, world-class service for people who have your back, who want to see you win. You're going to get a digital workbook, put it on your iPad, mark it up with notes, print it out, whatever you want to do. But remember, you're going to get the bonuses, the follow-up flow framework that alone you could literally use today and recoup this entire investment that's literally so small in comparison to what you're capable of. I want to remind you who I am. I'm the girl who couldn't barely make $200 without killing myself selling face wash. And look, there's nothing wrong with you. There's just something wrong with how you're doing it. So let me give you the framework, start to hone these skills. I'm going to send you the workbook. You're going to get the audio, have it in your ears, start rewiring how you think about yourself, how you think about your prospects, how you think about selling, and start acting accordingly because you are meant for something great. There's a plan for your life. And as you start to implement this, you're going to get skills coaching. This coaching is going to refine you. It's going to challenge how you think about some stuff and really help you take action. Every single week, you're going to be coached. You're not just going to watch stuff be coached. You are going to put your words into your framework and your messaging is going to get teased out, probably for the first time ever. You are going to be the breath behind your message. The heart is going to come out. And all of this is easily worth $35,000. You know, I asked our creator and co-founder, Loy Day, Macy's dad, hey, how much did you spend every year as you developed this for 35 years? He said, I probably, counting inflation, time, and energy, at least $20,000 a year. At least. What is 35 years times 20,000? So much time, energy, and money. And you get to learn this in 8 weeks, what took him decades to put together. Decades of truth, of principles that work. If time is something of concern to you, you and I both know that there is no time to lose. We're at the last quarter of the year. The game is about to come to this beautiful close, and you have the ability to, I mean, if you're a service provider and you're coming up on Black Friday soon, are you joking? The amount of opportunity ahead of you, the amount of people who are ready to be served by you in this season, it's limitless. It's absolutely limitless.
This webinar is full of gold, and I want to tell you why I felt so inspired to get this to you and to let it just run. This content right here. I was just on a coaching call with Myron Golden. People pay him $45,000 an hour to coach. His year-long program is $350,000. And I'm in a challenge of his called the Make More Offers Challenge. Anyone can sign up. And someone asked a coaching question that said, "Myron, how do I make an amazing impression as a salesman? An amazing first impression." And by golly, my brain went, listen to the webinar I just did. Listen to it. And it just, he asked a $100 million business coach. And he gave some more advice. I'm going to do a separate podcast about this. And then not only that, but then this beautiful, wonderful girl, woman, came to the webinar. And she was so skeptical. She had all these, she was trying all the things. She was all over the place in her business. Implemented what we talked about in this webinar. And she made a sale. And that is what inspired her to believe that she can sell. And I'm telling you that you can too, whether you implement this or not. When you do, that is the byproduct of what's going to happen. So whether, no matter when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it live on October 11th, 2023, you have two more days or until our program fills up to get your hiney into School of Sales before it is closed. The program is changing and the price is increasing. So take advantage of this last time in a lifetime opportunity. I cannot wait to welcome you in to this amazing program. I hope you enjoyed this training. And I hope that my story helps you see that honestly, if this can happen for me, it can happen for you. And I imagine that a lot of you listening are ahead of where I was. So do not discount where you could be 2 days from now. Do not discount where you could be a year from now. Do not discount where you could be in 5 years from now. It is possible for you, no matter how scared you are, doubtful, no matter how many mistakes you have made, investments you've not been proud of, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only thing standing between you and the results that you need to have that reflect the people you help is a set of skills. I cannot wait to hear how you live your purpose after listening to this, joining us for School of Sales. The future is bright, and I will see you there.